So what we can do, I think first goal, I think, is can we remember these three parameters? This is the first goal. Can we remember? And how can we remember? I think the best thing is we do contemplations. By doing contemplation, it really helps us that we can actually try to remember these three parameters. What is the descriptions? So later on, today, this evening, I will go through with you on these three parameters. Then on this three parameter, I will also give you some questions to help you to relate to this particular parameter. Okay? Then we will go parameter one. Then after that, everyone stop, come back again, out from the contemplations. Then try to write some notes. I suggest you must bring some notes, either on your book or write on your handphone later on. So I will give you some time. That means my plan is that today, total is three parameters I will go through with you. So when I go through the first parameter, then I will give you some questions for you to think over it. Now that we stop the contemplation, you're out from a contemplation, then you write, what have you taken away, or what is your insights, or what is the obstacle? Then after that, we will go into the second parameter. Then I give you some questions to help you to think about it. Now that we come out from the contemplations, then you write your own notes. Then from there, you will see, daily, you will see what is the progress. Okay? So that is the plan. Then if we have time, after that, all the three parameters have been gone through, then you all will do some sharing. What is your takeaway, or what's your insight, or what's the obstacle? Then we have time, we can go through the Q&A. So this is the flow of the day, all right? So clear. So if you are ready, then we will start our contemplations. Okay, so if you want, you can drink a sip of water. It will help your throat as well. Okay. So always remember, try to make your back is straightened up. So my suggestion is don't lean against the seat of your back, right? Make yourself is slightly away. Then, of course, contemplation is always need to adjust our contemplation postures. So start to adjust your own contemplation posture. And then you can try to gently close your eye. While leading you, I will be sometimes close, sometimes open my eye. All right. So I will check on you. At the same time, I will also need to check the time, not to run out of time. I also need to check myself. I'm not the only one talking to myself. Okay, gently close your eye. Then we can start to do checking our contemplation posture, whether our eye is too tight. If our eye is too tight, then just release a bit. Then we can relax our face by relaxing our mouth. Then we can check our chin. Is it level with the ground? Our shoulder should not be one tall, one low. We can actually gently roll back our shoulder, that open up our chest, and that will help us to straighten up our back. Then park your hand on your leg or your thigh. Palm can be facing up, down, at your comfortable. Then now you can start to, once you adjust really, then you can start to focus on your breathing. We start from exhale and follow by inhale. Try to do more long exhale if you are able. That means when you are exhales until to the end, slightly push a little bit more. That will help us to tighten our abdomen, which really help us on our contemplation as well. So we'll do a few count. All right, now we will go to the first parameter. What does the life system say about the darkness that stretches out before the light of the now? So taking the concept of making money as an example, do you think that the money you make now is just for luck? Do you think that you can make money only with the help of the highest mystery power? Do you think that your ability to make money is destiny, is out of your control? In your mind, think about the three questions they're asking and what is your answer? What is your opinion? You now do three long exhale. When you're ready, you can open your eye back to this room. And now is the time for you to write down what is the opinion or what is the thought that flow into your mind. Why I'm asking you these three questions. Write it down. You can write it down the date, today, 25th November, the time, 5:20 p.m. And what is the opinion amongst these three questions? It's okay if you totally don't have any thought. It's okay because this is the first time. Just relax. Don't be agitated. This is just the first time, first try. Be kind to yourself as well. If nothing, you just put nothing. It's okay. So write what is your insights, what is your takeaway, or what is your feeling? Okay, now if you are ready, we will go into the second parameter. Maybe one more minute for you to write your last. Because it's very important to write the thought that you have during your contemplations. 30 seconds more. Ten seconds. Okay, time's up. So now we get ready into our second parameter. Same thing, close your eye gently and try to adjust your contemplation posture again. Always remember contemplation should be relaxed and not too tight. Relax your body, relax your eyes, relax your face. Want a small smile if you want. Try to focus on your breathing so that you can focus and not let your thought think of other things. So just focus on your breathing. Same thing, exhale, then followed by inhale. If your mind wanders, just gently pull back and focus on your breathing again. So we will go into the second parameter. What does the life system say about the darkness that stretches out after the light of the now? Do you believe that fortune teller, feng shui master can predict your future? You believe that feng shui will seriously affect your financial luck? Do you believe that what you did in the past will affect your current financial situations? And what you are doing now will affect your future financial abundance? Or Don't you think so? Can we invite our future selves to help our present self? Do we have control over our current financial abundance? And if not, why not? Where does this control come from? If I change the way I think about making money now, will this help me have more money in the future? Okay, three long exhale. And when you're ready, you can open your eye back to this room. You can do a stretching if you want. Yeah, so that you release your tension first. And take a sip of water if you want. And most importantly, write down the insights or the thought that flow to you while I'm asking you the questions. Please write it down. It will be helpful for you in the later. Even you have a small insight, do write down. But if you have nothing on certain question you're asking, you just put no thought, no opinions. One more minute. Thirty seconds. All right, so we will go into the third parameter. So likewise, you put down the pens, then you can just adjust your contemplation posture again. Same thing, go through the checking on your body. Start from your eyes. Relax your eye, relax your face, relax your mouth. Check your head, don't be too high or too low. Try to roll back your shoulder blades. Open up your chest, straighten your back. Let your hand comfortable. Palm face up, face down, at your comfortable. Adjusted, really, then you start to focus on your breathing again. Always exhale, then follow by inhale. Try to make yourself focus on your breathing and not thinking of others. Always when you exhale, try to push out a little bit air. Whenever when you reach the max, try to push a little bit more. And now we will start on the third parameter. What does the light system say about how everything there is started? It everything begin with the Big Bang. Is there a reason for the Big Bang? Was there a mountain man with great power who creates the world? I believe that I have money without any reason. The money I can make is controlled by a very powerful person, and it is he who decides whether I should have money or not. The money I can make comes from the pictures of my mind. Okay, three long exhale. When ready, you can open the eyes back to this room.